The man who will be moderating this meeting tonight, Mr. Steve Sovereign of Sovereign Mediation Services in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Steve is a longtime respected member of the Eastern Iowa Corridor area, well-known in this area, and we're pleased to have him here. Steve?
Thank you very much, Dean. Let me check if I could with regard to the sound.
Right into the mic.
Is that working for you?
Better.
So right into the mic. Thanks very much. And as Dean suggested, my name is Steve Sovereign. I'm going to give you a brief introduction for this reason only. I think it's important for you to know that the Board of Directors has asked me to assist in your conversation tonight. That's my goal and my purpose here. I have absolutely no stake in the outcome. I serve as a neutral, that's what I do for a living, as a mediator, facilitator, and that sort of thing. So my job simply is to help you folks have the kind of meeting that results in people being heard and folks having the opportunity for an informed vote. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. As the chairperson of your board has announced, the balloting can begin, as I understand it, immediately. And so at any time during the course of this evening, from now until 8 o'clock, when the balloting stops, you can, in fact, make your way and cast your ballot. Now, we do have a program that will allow for questions to be asked and for opinions to be expressed. So those of you who would like to participate in that program will last approximately 1 hour. Again, during the course of that, if you could do so quietly in deference to those who are staying, you could vote your ballot at any time and leave. Is there any question if I could ask about me, my participation, and my role? All right, thanks. Now we'll talk a little bit about the agenda as it's planned. And I believe the goal here is it's a bit of a challenge, of course, when we look at the numbers of interested people here and also realize the need to communicate about these things. So the concept is to provide as much opportunity for that in a reasonable amount of time. And at this point, the reasonable amount, we hope you might agree, is an hour. And here's how the program, and I would just reiterate, by the way, that the actual ballot counting is handled by an accounting firm, Gladry and Puller. The agenda, which is up here, and probably some of you can't see it. I'm not sure all of you can see this agenda. So I'm going to go through it briefly. What we'll do is to start with an opportunity to ask questions and to get some answers. We'll spend up to 30 minutes with that, assuming that you have 30 minutes worth of questions and there are 30 minutes of answers. So there will be an opportunity to do that. This will be followed by the opportunity to advocate your view. And could I ask people by the door to be as quiet as possible as they're coming in and going out? And those by the door, if they could remind people, that would be very helpful. Thanks a lot. So the question and answer period will be followed by an opportunity for those who are in favor of upholding the vote at the last meeting to speak, those opposing the vote at the last meeting to speak, and I'll get to more detail on that in a moment. Well, let me share with you how that will go. There will be a 10-minute period for those who would like to advocate reversing the position of the board on October 4th, I believe it was. Then there will be 10 minutes for those who would like to speak in favor of upholding the vote of the board. It will then be followed by 5 minutes, again by those who would want to reverse the vote of the board, followed by 5 minutes by those who would like to uphold the vote. Now, with regard to the purpose for the two segments, and the question and answer period, if I could ask your indulgence with regard to this, it seems to me that it would be good use of your time if we were to restrict that to simply asking questions. Now, there always is a tendency to give lots of background. There's a tendency to want to give a point of view. The evening has been constructed purposefully so that you will have that time subsequent to the question and answer period. So I'll take on some responsibility to assist with reminding you about that, if that's okay, so that the first period of up to 30 minutes will be questions and answers. And of course, the answers need to be just as direct as the questions, not seen as an opportunity to explain beyond what the questioner wants to know. Now, is that clear in terms of what I'm saying? Okay. Yes, sir. Would you approach the microphone, please, and make it a quick question, if you would.
The question is, who answers the questions that we ask?
Well, thanks very much. It's my understanding that, frankly, anyone can answer your question. My guess is most of the questions would be directed to the members of the board and to the staff. They are assembled up here in the front, and it's my expectation that they'll be speaking to the questions. So now we will actually be timing this so you can all be aware of what kind of time remains. And I've asked Dan Uphoff, Dan, would you stand, please? We want to make this as simple and as clear as possible, and I've asked Dan to be the timer with regard to all of these segments as we go along. And when we get to 3 minutes left in any segment, Dan will be holding up, and would you demonstrate? We'll be holding up the green card. So when it gets to 3 minutes, the green card will be held up, and it even says that, and you can see that there are 3 minutes remaining. When there are 2 minutes remaining, Dan will hold up the yellow card. Now, can those in the back see that all right, you think? I know this, thank you very much, okay. And then when we get down to 1 minute left, it will be turning toward a shade of red, it will actually be pink. So you'll get the idea that the red is coming, and then when the time is up, we will have the red card. Now, in order to, thanks very much, Dan. In order to facilitate everybody having an opportunity, I'll accept as my job to keep track of that. So again, we'll be starting with the question and answer period that can be up to 30 minutes. I assume if there are fewer questions, we will then move to the opportunity to make statements. But we're now at the point where we could, and Dan, I will ask you to start the timer when the first person begins to speak. Now, the next thing I would ask you to do, if you would like to ask a question now during this 30-minute segment, if you would please approach the microphone. There is a microphone in the center. That's as far back as it'll go. We wanted to get it more in the center of the group. But so if you would assemble at that microphone. For those of you, assuming that there may be some here for whom a trek to that microphone might be asking too much, if that's the case, I'm asking that you raise your hand and try and keep track of the person who is in line when you raise your hand so that you can then, we will get a microphone to you so that you can ask your question after the person that was in line when you raised your hand. All right. Thanks very much for your patience as we go through this and attempt to get this system, this process started. So we'll proceed then. And Dan, if you would begin, and would the first person at the microphone take the opportunity to ask your question.
Yeah, I'd just like a fraction.
And please, very close to the microphone.
Okay. I would like to know how much money has been spent so far on changing the brand and the logo of the credit union to Optiva, and what kind of financial resources, if any, or contracted for in the future that would also have to be paid for if the name wasn't changed.
Thank you. Would you like to answer?
Hi, I'm Laura. And I wanted to take an opportunity to answer the question.
Laura, please speak right into the mic. Mouth right into the mic.
All right, sorry. I can tell you the specifics that I know to date related to the name change and the expense of it. At this time, we've spent approximately $215,000 related to the actual expense of the name change. That being said, after the October 4th vote, where the membership did vote to move ahead with Optiva, there have been some additional expenses that we've incurred that include things related to signage, notebook paper, all kinds of things like that. And I have some specifics that I can share with you. That's why I brought up my notes.
Would the questioner want to hear the specifics?
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
We've looked at about approximately $70,000 that we need to go into sign production, $35,000 for brochures and letterhead, $35,000 for items that we intend to give away throughout all the different branches, $20,000 for new plastics, including our debit and credit cards, $30,000 for miscellaneous expenses, including our formatting and forms, and then another $30,000 is really quite honestly spent on meetings like this to help us, again, clarify and gain understanding related to the name change. So all total, it will be around $435,000 total.
Next question, please.
Yes. Why did it cost more than $200,000 to come up with the name itself?
It's a question understood. Would you repeat?
I guess you said that it cost $200,000 before the things you listed off.
The $215,000 originally that we incurred as an expense were primarily with consulting firms that helped us, but there was also $30,000 of that $214,000 was spent towards really doing focus groups of the membership prior to doing anything with the consulting firm. It was very important to us, even though I know it hasn't been clearly articulated throughout the press, that we hear from the membership of what do you want, and that included members, non-members, prospective members, and we talked to a lot of different people prior to hiring a consultant.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I assume because it's a member-owned operation that has always had a geographical name and a community name associated with this area, I'd like to ask the board why they were willing to abandon identifying this institution with the community and a geographical area.
Thank you, sir. Perhaps I can start because that really goes to why did we recommend to you last October that the name be changed. And it goes back several years, but it also is underscored by what Laura just told you, extensive research with the groups that she has articulated. Also, over the years, we have become increasingly aware that the university, as you know, when we first started back in the 1930s, I think it was 1938, we were closely wedded to the university. In fact, when I first came to the credit union, you probably remember, we had a university building over right on the front lawn of Jessup Hall, the old dental building. We bought our furniture through the university. We had a university telephone. We had university listings, and you could go on and on. But you see the close affiliation. Over the years, because of our growth and independence, but also because of increasing complaints to the university about our competition in the financial industry, the university, may I use the word weaned, cut away those ties and now we operate completely independently, as you know. There are some who are confused about that. In fact, within the past week, we were told. Aren't you a part of the university? I always thought you were part of the university, so there is confusion on that. But you get the point, and we're getting back now to why did we change our name. We do not feel that we can continue the path of growth and competition within the intensely competitive financial industry and still carry the University of Iowa name. We love that name. You do too. But it's incompatible with the university's objectives and the broad constituencies that they serve and our own growth objectives.
But it's a matter of the community and geographical.
Please address the mic over the microphone if you would. Let me say one.
No problem. Hear me out.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
I was interested.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What we'll do here is allow for a question and allow for the answer, and you're welcome to move back to your microphone and ask
the question. Well, the question was asked, but it wasn't answered. It had to do with why change the community identification.
Not just the university.
Well, if you feel it isn't answered, you may come back to the microphone and be ready. I have, before Karen comes, she'll answer maybe the geographic. But I want to, one more thing I think is very pertinent to the overall question here. Within the past few days, we have received correspondence from the Vice President for Legal Affairs and General Counsel at the University of Iowa. Part of that reads, I want to get into the membership, geographic representation, and nature of the business of the University of Iowa Community Credit Union have all changed significantly, writes Mr. Mark Mills, and its ties to the university are not exclusive and are not the same way they were at the inception. Similar, the university and the general commercial and legal environment have changed as well, and the university has significantly different perspective on the proprietary value of its name today than it had when the UICCU was first established. Given all those changes, no assurances can be given that the university would necessarily agree to allow the credit union to return to using the University of Iowa in its name should that be requested. Indeed, if the UICCU would not change its name on March 1st, 2007, as currently planned, the continued use of the University of Iowa name and the credit union's broader market coverage could well be a subject that we would need to revisit in any case. Let's allow that stand for the answer at the moment, if we could. Would you like to hear the balance of that? That's fine.
I would.
That's very good.
Thanks.
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
I'm Karen Franklin. I just want to speak to the question of a geographic name that's been suggested, such as the Southeast Iowa Credit Union or the Johnson County Credit Union. Anytime you put a geographic descriptor on the name, it then limits your future. What the board is looking at this point in time, and what we have been looking at for a couple of years, is how do we continue to grow the credit union to all of our members' advantage? In order for us to do that, we need to have something that does not signal to some people, you cannot be a member of this credit union. We want to be welcoming to everyone and to enable this organization to serve many, many people in as beneficial a way as we believe that we serve you right now. And so that's why we haven't used the geographic descriptor on any of the names that we looked at.
Thank you. Next question.
I'm just curious, I've read a lot in the editorials. I've been informed that the credit union's being sued for the Optiva name. Is that true?
Thanks for the question.
I'm Chuck McCosin. No, that is absolutely
right at the mic, please, Chuck.
That's absolutely not true. There are no lawsuits pending. The fact is that the University of Iowa Community Credit Union is going to become Optiva with your approval. We have the rights to Optiva in the state of Iowa. We also have filed for the rights in the United States. And nobody else has ever filed for either one of those rights.
Thank you. Next question, please.
Yes, can you tell us what the board's goals for growth in membership and in the geographic area to be served by the credit union are, please?
Thank you for the question.
I'd love to take that one. Our goals, of course, are going to change over time. Our immediate goals would be to look...
Step up to the mic.
Yeah, we have some concerns about hearing.
Okay.
So right in
is
the
that
room.
Better now?
Thank you.
Okay.
If anybody has trouble hearing at any time, please...
Yeah, just raise your hand. Our goals in terms of growth immediately, we are now in 14 counties in Iowa. We are looking at the corridor area for immediate growth. We will be looking in Iowa for growth for now. But let's remember that what we're talking about in terms of this name change is hopefully something that's going to last us for a very long time. I know none of us on the board would like to go through this again. So we're really trying to look to the future.
May I inquire if the door could be closed? I think it would help people over here. Is it possible to close the door, folks over there? Or is it going to be too much noise going in and out? Too much noise. Make a good judgment, then that's fine. Next question.
My question has to do with the black and white nature, University of Iowa or Optiva, and not feeling like I've been a participant in anything up to that black and white question or decision. I think a lot of people question how you arrived at Optiva. A lot of people don't object to changing the name, simply don't like the name Optiva. So I'm actually disappointed nobody from the consulting firm is here to explain that process, and maybe somebody on the board can.
Thank you.
My name is Jean Harding. We chose to the board to make this decision. We could have opened this up to a contest. Had we done that, we could have gotten 1,000 names and we still wouldn't be able to have a unique name. When we chose to go with the focus groups, we got the information from those that participated on what the values of this credit union should be. And so that name was chosen to correspond with those values. And once choosing the name was not the end of this. We needed to go through, as we talked a little bit about it, have this trademark. So even the most popular name may not have been able to be trademarked. And that is our goal. We wanted a unique name that could be trademarked, that would carry this credit union and serve the values of all of our membership and our members that will be our members in the future.
Thanks. Next question, please.
So that we can judge whether or not we've been infiltrated as a credit union, why wasn't the general membership, the account holders in this credit union, given a chance to have a contest for naming the credit union something like Hawkeye Credit Union or something that would be more endearing to us? And that also is not something that would be very specific in a certain location, because Hawkeye is a regional name.
Thank you.
I think we've got to talk about the process that we arrived at this name a little bit. We had our consultant, we had a group of board members and senior staff, and this was a long, lengthy process.
I'm sorry, Chuck. It's like almost eating the microphone, if you will. It's like treating it like an ice cream cone.
This was a long, lengthy process we went through. and give you an idea what the process was. And the consultants were well known in this area, and they know how to do it. And each day we would sit down and get a series of names. And of those names, I think there were a total of 300 names that were proposed over a period of time. Those names were based upon preliminary searches, legal searches, to see whether that trademark might be available. And each time we would select maybe five names, we would carry on for the next week. And then they'd give us another list of 30 names, and we'd still narrow it down. So it was a funneling process, even down to the last week. This was several months. The last week we had approximately five names that we all thought were possible, and they were sent back to the consultant. The consultant rechecked it in more detail as far as the legal rights to those names, and we ended up with a couple of names. And I will tell you that it was unanimous on between the board and staff to finally choose this name. But it was not just pulled out of the air, this was a process. And you know, I think that it's a name to be proud of.
Thank you. Next question, please.
So I want to find out, is any of this money that you guys are doing, is it being charged to the membership? I mean, is the membership paying for any of this stuff? Does it come out of membership money?
Sure. Would you like to respond?
Yes, it
does. Repeat your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Laura again, Laura Reed. I can tell you that, yes, it does come out of our budget. And it needs to come out of our budget because we currently spend money on marketing and other issues right now. And if you thought about it, I mean, I can say with certainty I've been on this board for approximately the last 4 or 5 years. And I know that we spend a certain amount of money in our marketing. And I can tell you that over the last 4 years, I've heard a common concern. And that concern is that we are not reaching a tremendous number of non-members because they believe they can't be a member here because they don't belong to the University of Iowa. Now, that being said, if I can just put it in a little bit more frame for you, if we were able to reach one out of 37 non-members, we would totally pay back all the costs that we've spent to date. And that's an important part for us to remember and to consider as a board. So when we were thinking about all these things, we were really trying hard to balance and carefully monitor all expenses. Because you know what? We care about the prices that we give you, just like you do.
Next question, please.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I guess I'd like to know how long you've had your present marketing consultant, a person who does your marketing.
The marketing consultant that we have used for this project was...
No. I mean the one that handles your everyday advertising.
Everyday marketing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a person on staff.
And who is that, please?
This is Jeff Disterhoff. I'm not sure you were introduced before, Jeff.
This is not conducive to 12 people. My name is Jeff Disterhoff. I'm CEO of the credit union. I am not a board member. But to answer your question, Jim Kelly is our senior vice president of marketing. Jim's been on our staff for 15 years now.
All right. Well, it seems to me that it might be a good idea for Mr. Kelly to hire some other help. To help him, because it seems to me that your problem of making the credit union a place welcoming everyone goes directly to marketing. And since I read the local papers, I know that you spend a fair amount of money on marketing.
And
you certainly have spent a fair amount.
I don't want to be rude. I apologize. Just let me ask you, I appreciate that you would like to make a statement. Would you mind waiting for the statement period?
Well, what I'd like to say is, why have not you done the same thing, for example, that New Pioneer Co-op has done, and that is to make it a central point of your marketing effort to say everyone is welcome, everyone is welcome. You don't need to belong to the University of Iowa community to be in this credit union. Why have you not done that?
Thank you for your question.
One thing I think would go along with this, my name is Tom Leffick, and
I think it's important. You've read in the paper that since this last vote, we have lost money, we've lost members, and because of that, a lot of you might be here today. But this kind of goes back to her question and goes back to our marketing department. Because of, since this vote on October 4th, our deposit base is up $37.4 million.
It's up.
Our loans are up $32.6 million. And the amount of new members that have joined over the same time period last year is up 20%. So my hands off.
I appreciate your exuberance. It does take the time for questions.
So Jim Kelly, I think, is doing an outstanding job at the credit union. And what we've done has shown, getting this in the paper, I think, everything we've done from the people that have been opposed to it to the people that have been in favor of it, just having that in the paper has been very important. And the marketing department, we've reached the goals that we wanted to reach by having this happen.
Thank you. And the microphones have been turned up just a little bit. Is that helping? And I'm a little bit farther away. Still all right. Next question, please.
I apologize. Excuse me. I apologize for coming back, but I asked before if the board had specific goals concerning growth in membership and in the geographic area that you want to serve. And if you gave a specific answer, I'm sorry I missed it, but my question is, do you have specific goals for the growth you want to see in membership? And if so, what are they?
So what are the goals for growth of the membership, and what is the territory?
As in numbers.
Me again, my name is Jeff Distroff, CEO of the credit union. To be specific, the credit union goes through a strategic planning process every 3 years. And to be completely candid, we do not delineate specific targets in terms of number of members or geographic areas. What we target is ways to improve the service to our membership, first and foremost. That will always be our target. The reality of the matter is that takes us into different markets, whether it may be Cedar Rapids today or North Liberty as it was 5 years ago, the university campus starting here and now. We take those opportunities as the organization grows into them. And it's important to note, I can't stress the value of this enough, growth means something to each and every one of you in this room. We do things today that we could not do 10 years ago or 20 years ago because of the growth that we've enjoyed. We couldn't offer home banking, we couldn't offer home loans, we couldn't offer credit cards or debit cards. So I understand that there are two sides to the coin of growth, but growth used wisely benefits every single person in this room, and without it, we would still be serving 15 people in the basement of the University of Iowa.
Thank you for taking these questions, and good evening to you. I would just like to start with a very brief comment about the statement that about the wonderful growth that has taken place recently. That was done with the present name, not with the future proposed name. My question is, did you or did the consulting company that came up with the name Optiva check very thoroughly into the provenance of that name? I've heard several times in defense of the name that it is unique, but in 5 minutes on the internet this afternoon, I found out that it's the name of a sonic toothbrush, an intravenous catheter, a product development software company, a nanotech business that went out of business with the name Optiva, a latex and acrylic paint line, and I could go on, but I don't think that I should take up too much time. Also, there's a Gruya Optiva, which is the name of a tree that grows in the Himalaya foothills in India. So that it seems to me, and it seems to others whose editorials I've read, that the name is far from being unique and has in fact been applied to failed enterprises. Were you aware of this, and was your consulting company aware of it? Thank you for the question.
My name's Kenneth Warren, and I'll say absolutely. The trademark attorneys and our other consulting firms did a very thorough search, so we were aware of the litany of names that you presented to us. You have to remember that trademarking the name is the key here. And our name, Optiva and Optiva Credit Union, is trademarked under insurance and financial services. Somebody could use Optiva if they're in real estate or pharmacy. That's not a surprise to anybody. But according to the state of Iowa for trademark and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Offices, we are unique in terms of insurance and financial services with the use of that name.
Thank you.
May I follow up then and say that when you say the name is unique, it is unique within a very particular slot. It's not unique, period.
Next question, please. Could I point out, if, by the way, in the meantime, that there are lots of seats over on this side. For those of you who are standing and would like to be seated, there are seats in the center here and there are a number over there. Pardon my interruption. Your question, please.
If the credit union is what it is due to its membership and the needing to growth of that membership, why were we more involved in this process? Why did we need to get a consulting company to make our decision for us?
Again, while she's coming, Mike, I point out for all of the comments here, if any time that it with regard to demonstrations takes away from time for Q&A. So use your own time.
My response to that is that we did consult with members. As we have pointed out to you, we did focus groups before we even went forward with pursuing this variety of names that we got from the consultants. That included members and non-members. The membership also voted on October 4th. Whether you agree with the outcome because of the side that you might be on at this particular time or not, there was a vote of the membership, and everyone who was a member was invited twice. So you either chose to participate in that or not, but the membership has been involved.
By the way, Dan is, thank you very much. Dan is holding up the green 3-minute sign. Thank you. Next question, please.
Good evening.
Whoops, excuse me. He's holding up the two. Go ahead.
I do have a question because I was, I believe, provided some information in error, and I want to make a clarification, and I will state that in the form of a question. Is this being converted to a commercial bank? Can that be done with a name change vote?
Thank you.
We are not converting. We are a credit union. We will remain a credit union.
It has been repeatedly stated that this would be unique in the financial world, but there is an Optiva mortgage company based in San Jose, California. And the fact that they didn't bother to trademark the name, it doesn't seem right for us to be moving in and taking it. It's kind of like stealing, isn't it?
No, absolutely not. The mortgage company is not in San Jose. It's in San Diego, California, an area I'm very familiar with. Optiva Mortgage is a very small endeavor. It's been around for 2 years. They have not made any effort at all to register in the state of California or nationwide. Now, let me tell you what Optiva Mortgage in San Diego is not. Okay, they don't do home loans. They don't have ATMs. They don't do car loans. They don't have checks. They don't have savings accounts.
One other gentleman that hasn't spoken, yeah. So we time's about out, so go ahead.
Yeah. Sure. So what I'm saying is to compare us with that organization is really very false.
Thank you. Go ahead and ask your question quickly.
Since the University of Iowa is interested in changing our name, has there been any offer of financial support in our conversion to a new name from the university? as Mr. Mills has so blatantly put it, in a threatening way, in my opinion?
Thank you for your question. Quick answer, please.
I think I'd like to clarify that the University of Iowa is not asking us to change our name. As a board, we have been considering this decision very carefully for the last 2 years, and we've been trying to our very best ability to communicate with our membership and make sure that you know what's going on and why we're doing it. Whether we've done that to the degree or level that all of you approve of, you know what? I feel bad about that, because that is our intent. But in the end, it was a mutual decision. They supported our decision, and we're very comfortable with it, and we're happy about moving forward.
Thank you very much. And I would like to thank everybody. I really appreciate that you're very careful about asking questions. I appreciate the succinctness of the responses. We'll now go to the second phase of this evening. And I'm now too close to the mic, or is this working for you? It's all right. This will be the opportunity to express your views, to make a statement, to advocate for your point of view. And it will be, again, divided into four segments. The first two segments will be 10 minutes each. The last two segments will be 5 minutes each. The first 10-minute segment will be for those who would like to advocate reversing the decision of October 4th. That will be for 10 minutes. That will be followed by those who would advocate maintaining the vote of October 4th. So we'll follow the same procedure, and we'll ask those now, for the first 10 minutes, those who would advocate for reversing, if you'd please assemble at the microphone. There will not be individual limits, and by the way, I'm not taking your time at this moment. There will not be limits to individual presentations. There will be, by virtue of the line that you have there, you'll be able to see the people that would also like to speak. So there will be 10 minutes, and Dan will be doing the same thing that he did before, and that is, excuse us, your plug is going to be plugged up. This is a sort of a point of information, and apparently Tom is telling me, it is Tom, isn't it?
Yes.
Is telling me that there's a very significant line of automobiles who have not been able to get into the facility due to the parking lot. He's saying, for those of you who have voted and want to leave, you might be giving somebody an opportunity to vote that might not otherwise have it. Does that cover what you were saying, Tom?
Yeah.
All right. So the microphone is now plugged in. The speaker at the microphone, please.
One of the more annoying corporate fads of recent years has been to change names to names that sound like words and suggest qualities but don't actually promise them. You all can think of lots of examples, I'm sure. The reason I oppose this name change is that it suggests that our board is buying into this corporate mentality and corporate morality that we see so commonly. I'd like to think that our credit union is not buying into that. Therefore, I oppose this name change. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
My primary concern, as I wrote about yesterday in the Press Citizen, goes to process rather than necessarily specific name change. And many people this evening have spoken to this in the form of questions. The law specifies that credit unions get the special tax breaks, federal and state, because they are democratically organized institutions. To me, that means the board and the CEO should be not just holding focus groups, but consulting with the entire membership, maybe through scientific sampling, maybe through a web page where we can participate and vote.
You had 300 names. Why not put the 300 names up on the website? See how the members feel about it. It is your job, from my perspective, because we've hired you, to find out what it is we want with regard to this future expansion, with regard to a name change, with regard to anything else. And then you carry out as efficiently and effectively as possible what you discover we want. It's not up to you to decide unilaterally what you want to do with your focus groups and your corporate branding advisor, and then try to steamroll over the membership complying with minimal legal requirements to bring about what it is you decided up front you wanted to do without first consulting with a membership. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to make a point that I think that the idea that the name that has been chosen so that we would be more generic in the area is completely false. We have families throughout the United States of America sending their students to the University of Iowa, and they know where Iowa City is, and they are not at all thinking that University of Iowa only represents Iowa City. I think that the name should stay the same as it has been, because everybody knows where we are at. And I think that the membership has been alienated from this process by deliberate intent. And I think that this elitism needs to come to an end. And if you really want to be a board that serves the membership, then involve the membership first, because this whole process has not been by the authorization of the members.
Thank you. And can I ask that the folks at the door, please take your conversations outside and give attention to those who are speaking. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Cox. I'm going to turn around. Because there might be, if there's anybody in here who hasn't made up their mind how you're going to vote, which is highly unlikely, I would like to suggest something about what it means to vote to restore the U of I CCU name. By voting to do that, what you're doing is putting the ball back in the court of this board of directors. We have a very intelligent and hardworking volunteer board of directors. And if you vote to restore this to the U of I CCU, you're asking them to do one thing, that is come up with a name that doesn't divide us. You may like Optiva, you may like the old name, but one thing is certain, the choice of this name has divided the credit union membership, and it's divided the employees of the credit union. Because I can tell you that there are many employees of the credit union who secretly hope that this name doesn't go through. And there are even some members of the board who don't like it very much. So if you vote to restore the old name, we're asking the board to come back with a name that doesn't divide us. Come back, no name is going to suit everybody, but come back with a name that will get 90% of the employees and 90% of the members behind it and make them feel good about this name. That's what we're voting on tonight. And I trust the board to do that this time around if you vote to restore UICCU. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. I would like to make a couple of points. First of all, one can be opposed to this name change and still be very supportive of the employees who always do a very good job and the board members who do a good job. And I think there has been an attempt to make it sound like not supporting this name change was not supportive of you folks. And that, I resent. That is not the truth. And I assume there are a number of people that share that. So. It's the very essence of membership that allows us to disagree with you. Okay. Second point is that this has nothing to do with our tolerance for change. I changed my own name. That should have been harder than this. But it's a matter of whether we can come up with a descriptive, heartfelt name that means something to people. This is a community with the Writers' Workshop and with the home of the Poet Laureate. We ought to be able to find some folks that can come up with a descriptive, lovely name that does not restrict you geographically. If we can't do that, we should fold this community, because there are wordsmiths aplenty that won't charge you what sounds like getting on to $500,000 here. And finally, I would just like to say that in noting, we need to note difference in the tenor of this meeting. This is where the divide worsened. because we felt steamrolled. We felt there was an agenda that went down our throats. This is a different meeting that respects a process and makes it clear. And I think if nothing else comes of this, this is what we need to learn.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I oppose a name change. At the same time, I think the board of directors deserves a bullet of thanks, because I think you. And you're getting a lot of abuse tonight. I don't think you deserve it.
Other, thank you. Other speakers, again.
I would just like to make a comment. I'm part of the committee that petitioned for the meeting, and that was because a lot of absentee ballots were included and they were illegal. So we don't consider that a legal vote. It's not, we don't advocate reversing the membership vote. This meeting exists because that membership vote was invalidated. Second, the issue of Marcus Mills' comment that litigation or some sort of problem may ensue is, to my mind, extremely deceptive. I don't know where you got that from, because Marcus Mills told us that there was no such thing involved. We asked because Jeff Disterhoft told me in person. Not many people know this, but the university is forcing this name change. I said, what do you mean? Do you mean you fear litigation? If we don't do this, we have no choice. He said, that's correct. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Are there other speakers on this side of the question? Any other speakers? 2 minutes left. Someone's standing and addressing, approaching the microphone. Yes, ma'am.
I hope that one of you will address the question of what happens to Optiva Mortgage if we trademark the name. I don't want to be ashamed of my credit union. My God, I'm so loyal to it. But I don't want to be ashamed if this hurts Optiva Mortgage or any of the other Optivas or Optivas. And I do know that they pronounce it Optiva.
Thank you. Any other? Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how many people weren't able to come here. We had to pick our child and stood 1 hour outside. There's a total nightmare, traffic nightmare out there. So how many people were prevented from voting? I want you to take this into account. I'm pretty disgusted. I'm a new member, and I don't like that you have this aura of secrecy, that you don't post board meeting minutes. You can excise what's trade secret, but still make other things public. So I want more transparency for you. Otherwise, I'll leave this credit core.
Thank you. Any others? Yes, sir.
I wonder, if you'd remind us what the vote was last time.
It is a question. Is it one that you want to address? It is a stop. I mean, if they could address that during the course of the advocacy period.
Well, it's a simple number. And
does somebody have it on the tip of their tongue?
Our credit union is a number wizard organization. What was the vote on the name issue last time, in October?
The vote was 198 to 192.
All right, thank you very much. And again, I appreciate very much your working within the time frame and within regard to the, and you've heard the lady who just mentioned the very difficult situation out in the parking lot. I'm not sure that we in here can help it. I'm not asking anybody to leave, that's for sure, because I hope that you take advantage of the time that you have. Yet on the other hand, if you have doubled up on cars or something of that nature, you might be better off. All right, now we'll be moving to the next 10-minute segment. This 10-minute segment, let me ask Dan if the timer has been reset. This 10-minute segment will be for those. And I want to be careful of the language I use. I will use the language that's printed. Those who advocate upholding the vote of October 4th.
And we do have 10 minutes to timer set. The speaker, please, begin.
Two years ago, I moved here to Iowa City to be with my daughter. The first thing I did was join our credit union. I have belonged to credit unions for 30 years. I love them. The one that I belonged to before changed their name. No fuss, nothing. It was changed. We have wonderful, wonderful people who work for us in this credit union. I never go in without a smile and a hello. And what can I do for you? And that is the way our credit union works. And as the man has told us, we are not going to become a bank. I know this is emotional. Everybody thinks that they have to hang on to a name. I changed my name when I got married. When I followed my Marine Corps officer all over the world, I changed every time I moved. And then you know what? I changed again when I moved to Iowa City. I don't know how many more I'm going to make, but whatever they are, I'll go along with it. I love the name Optiva. Let's go for it.
Thank you. I too am going to turn around and see my best angle. So.
Excuse me just a second, too. Just pardon me for procedural matter. Board members who would like to speak and approach that microphone will keep track. Go right ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Thank you. My support is here as an employee of the credit union for 18 years. I have been a member of this credit union for 19 years. And what I want to make perfectly clear to all of you tonight is that I was asked to sign that petition on February 3rd. When I declined to sign the petition, I was asked why. And I said, because I don't oppose the name change. It's just a name change. And I do work at the credit union. I did state that to start with. Thank you. However, then I was approached by saying that I was unaware that the bank was restructuring. That is, I explained to you that you were standing in front of a credit union that you needed to get your facts straight.
Excuse me, please. This is the time for a person at the microphone to speak. And if anybody wants to speak, they can approach the microphone. There's another 5-minute segment for those at the other point of view to follow.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I just want to make it perfectly clear for everyone out there that this is just a name change. We are not restructuring. It is fundamentally impossible to restructure to a commercial bank from a vote on a name change. For those of you that may have been told those facts and signed that petition on your time that Saturday morning, I just need to feel the fact to enlighten you with that knowledge that if that was the reason that you voted to sign that petition, please reconsider that tonight. We will be here for you tomorrow, either way, and we will give you the same service that you have come to expect. Thank you for coming today.
Next speaker, please.
Thank you. My name is Dave. I am also an employee of the credit union, and I would like to share with everybody this evening an interaction that I had with a new member a week ago. She had just moved to the area from Chicago. At my desk, we discussed the name change because she knew about it before she came in, and she still opened her account. At the end of it, I asked her, what do you think of it? She says, well, what is the name? And I said, the name will be Optiva. And she goes, oh, that's pretty. And I thought, you know what? In three tiny, tiny little words, that sums up so much of what a lot of people that are for this name believe. And that is, this is a name that can reach people who are new to the community, people that are already here, and simply don't understand that they can become members. And in addition to that, people that when we choose to grow will jump on board with a lot easier. The fact of the matter is, as we choose to grow, as we choose and attempt to get members from within the community, as long as we have that name University of Iowa in our title, there will always be that question of people that move in and say, do I really belong? Am I able to? And is it possible? And that was step one. Part two of this, I would like to remind everybody in this room that the credit union is opening a branch in the IMU. We are going to start issuing the university's ID cards, and they're going to double as a credit union ATM card. We're going to start processing all the U-bills. We are changing our name, yes. Are we taking back our commitment to the university? No, and in no way are we stepping back from that. I will personally be working in that IMU office, and because of this evening and because of this very emotional debate that's going on, I guarantee you I'm going to try personally 20 times harder with every student, faculty member, and member of this community that comes into that office to make sure that they know that we are there to support the university as much as possible, because that is our job. And with that, I really encourage people to remind themselves, yes, this is a name change, and yes, we voted on it once already, and that put your trust in us, the employees, who show to work every day with a smile and try to help people as much as we can, because we are not backing down to our commitment to the university. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not an employee of the credit union. I'm a member, and I've been a member since 1982, and I just wanted to say that, you know, I came to the University of Iowa to work here from Texas, and I signed up to be a member because I thought I was affiliated and it was easy. But, you know, I enlightened myself and understood that it wasn't affiliated with the University of Iowa. And yet, in my affiliation since 82, I have received a high degree of diversity of services, always the highest quality of services. And I actually had looked at changing banking institutions. I actually looked at going to a bank. And you know what I found out? Found out that the credit union is on the cutting edge and the leading edge of innovations in financial strategies for its customers. Now, those kinds of qualities don't come about without quality leadership. And I'm not going to stand here today and doubt that our board is making a decision without extremely excellent input.
Thank you. Hi,
I would like to say to everyone, I have been in banking 38 years and soon to be 39 years. I am so, so proud to work at this credit union. I've had an opportunity to work at other places, namely banks. I've been at a bank where there was a name change. That name change really did stir things up and mean something. This does not. And as you look at our progress that we really want to make, if you drive down the strip in Coralville or drive down North Liberty, think of the banks that you see that are either already there or are coming. And a person says, gee, I'm new to town and I really need a financial institution, but I really like a credit union, but that's the university credit union. So I'm going to go on down the street and go to a bank. Look at the people we will be losing by doing that. So I encourage you to vote for this change, this wonderful change of Optiva. And we will all be there to help you the same as we were. And as Laurie said, it is strictly a name change. Nothing else is changing. No account number, no routing number, nothing. So please remember that. And I'll look forward to serving all of the members that I see here every single day. Thank you.
I'm only here for two reasons. And the reason I am so saddened that I'm actually here because of 143 votes versus a 54,000 people membership is because Jeff Disterhoff, who is the president and CEO of this company, is one of the best men I have ever met in my life. He is the best man to work for. Any of you who's ever spoken with Jeff, spent time with Jeff, could not disagree with this. He has led us in wonderful, wonderful ways. I've never in my life been able to sit down in a president CEO's office. I've never had a president CEO call me buddy and pat me on the back. This man truly cares for his membership. Reason two of why I'm sickened is because as I look out at all of you and this, all of us here, if only I would have had all of you donate for my bowl for kids' sake, I would have had more than $10. Another reason is because there's people dying of cancer, there's people dying of AIDS, there's so many better ways to put our our passions and our time and our efforts. There's so many other things than a name change, people. And maybe you haven't been affected with these things like some of us have, but I really wish you'd go out there for a good cause and actually put your time and efforts to a much better cause.
Thank you very much. My apologies that the time has expired. Thank you again for your advocacy and for both groups and for watching the clock. Let me just say before we start the next segments, and keep in mind we will have 5 minutes now, again, from those who oppose the, who advocate for reversing the membership vote of October 4th. We'll have 5 minutes for them. So you can begin to approach the microphone. Please keep in mind also, when we conclude this period, there will be, you will have up until 8 o'clock to actually vote. In the interim, the board will remain available, and I assume the staff will remain available to visit with you individually to respond to any questions you may have. That's an item on the agenda, you may know. So Jeff, Dan, are you ready with the timer? This is a 5 minute segment. Again, there's no limit to the individuals. Please approach the microphone.
The previous speakers were sounding very professional, and I would rather make a community type of a plea. Do not change the name. If there's to be a change, it should be on the signage that explains it is a community credit union, which already says on the name that it's a community credit union. If anybody has any problems understanding that, then to me, below that should be a little statement that serving the general public as a community service. I don't want to see the name change.
Thank you very much. I am persuaded that, you know, for the all the business reasons that have been cited, that a change of name is advisable. I think people need to be aware that there is no legal situation or force of nature compelling a name change at the moment, even though it does seem to be a good idea. So, and a change to an affiliation-free name is a good idea. I'm not persuaded that a relevance-free name is a good idea. At the last meeting, we were given examples of organizations that have succeeded with or perhaps in spite of names like Nike and Google and who knows what. But there are also organizations that are very successful with very specific geographically limiting names. The New York Times is read outside the city limits of New York City. Pittsburgh Paints are sold nationwide, even though you would think that only people in Pittsburgh might be eligible to buy them. So on the one hand, a name, geographically specific name, might be limiting, but some geographical names have a certain amount of prestige attached to them too, and they may not be a problem. So if the problem, if we're seeing limitations, let's make a campaign to make the entire community aware that they are welcome to join as members, and the whether the name is geographically specific or not, I don't think it's a problem. Thank you, and there's about 2 minutes left.
Okay, my name is Kristen, and I'll try to be very short about this. I moved to Iowa City about almost 20 years ago, and just went right to the credit union, and it's been my friend ever since. I don't know how I got left out, was left out of the ballot the first time, but the name Optiva feels to me like a camera I had and a computer I had that were so similar that I never knew what to call which. And I don't understand why it can't be something like Iowa City Community Credit Union, leave off the university. but something that has, that captures the ambience of Iowa City and is not slick. I guess that's what I would like to
say.
I would have to agree with the woman who just spoke. I'm not as eloquent as anybody else here, but I think a lot of people here would agree with me when they say that, when I would say that we're looking for a name that reflects the bond that is shared in this community. And I believe that Optiva is quite far from something that reflects our community as a whole. I agree with the woman who spoke earlier who said Iowa City Credit Union or something, Johnson County Credit Union, to include nearby cities, not just Iowa City, but something that maintains our bond as a community. Thank you.
Thank you. Question, please.
I'd like to say very briefly that there are quite a number of us who are concerned about the transparency of what's been told to us in all of this, and we've been receiving many, many conflicting messages. It's a matter of trust. This has broken trust with a lot of us, and we want that trust back. We want back the belief that we are indeed a credit union. As Nick Johnson said, we get tax advantages because we're a credit union. We're supposed to be participatory, but we're acting like a bank. Representatives at the credit union have called us customers, and we're not.
Thank you very much. That concludes the time period for this group. Again, I thank you very much for adhering to the time limit. Let me just ask a procedural question. I've been asked by a couple of folks about the difficulty in the lot, and I assume, Gene, that we're doing everything we can. I know there's concern in the room that there are people that aren't able to get in to vote. I hope everybody out there knows they have until 8 o'clock to vote, and so that we do have 45 minutes.
Steve, yes, we are advised of that, and we are monitoring the line and the time with a consideration that we said polls would close at 8, and we have to decide whether or not people who are in line will be eligible still to vote as they would be in a normal election. We're hoping that that will alleviate itself within the next 45 minutes.
Thank you very much. All right, now we'll have the concluding 5 minutes. And this would be for those individuals who would advocate upholding the membership vote of October 4th. Please set the seat.
All right, hi, my name is Jessica Mangler, and I'm currently a junior at the University of Iowa. I came to the University of Iowa in 2004, scared out of my mind. I come from a small town. My mother works at a financial institution back home. And I said to her, I need a bank here. What do you think I should go to? And she said, go somewhere that's local, go somewhere that you know that isn't some giant corporation that isn't going to care about you. And I said, well, what about the University of Iowa Community Credit Union? She said, I think you have to be an employee to be able to be a member. So I went somewhere else. Now, lo and behold, I am the youngest employee of the University of Iowa Community Credit Union, and I love it. Every one of you that works here, I love you to death, and I cannot even believe like how nice everybody is, and not just because I'm an employee, because I'm never there. I work part-time, and I'm a full-time student, and you want to know what else? I've talked to other students, and I said, yeah, you know, we're changing our name from University of Iowa Community Credit Union to Optiva Credit Union. And one of the girls said, oh, I love that. The University of Iowa Community Credit Union sounds like somewhere you have to go when you're in trouble when you're a student. So I don't know how many else of you are students at the university, but you want to know what? Optiva is a wonderful name, and everybody's wonderful. I'm one of the wonderful people that work there. Jeff is wonderful. John Strable is wonderful. Every single one of you that work there are amazing. And any of you that think that this name change is just awful, we're wonderful people. It's just a name. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Great job.
On behalf of the board, we've asked Jeff Disterhoff to give just a few closing remarks related to our position and why we think it's so important. So I do want to give just a couple minutes to Jeff. It's incredibly important for us as a board that you understand why, and that we have tried to communicate to the best of our ability but even more importantly, how much we believe in the leadership and the staff and all of you as members.
Thank you, Laura. I'm going to try to condense 8 minutes of comments into 3 minutes and 8 seconds here. Again, thank you everyone for taking time to join out and come out and join us this evening. I'm not going to go over all the same points here. The bank issue we talked about, we're proud of our credit union philosophy. We're not going to change that in no way, shape, or form. Optima Mortgage, simple as it is, we are the only corporation in North America that has filed for and received for protection of the use of the words Optima and Optima Credit Union at both the state and federal level. Very straightforward, I think, on that one. The university support, I want to be crystal clear on that because I think that's been an issue that's been brought up several occasions. Again, to reiterate, there are two issues here. The first of which, the university has made it clear they have interest in two segments of our operations. One, how we market ourselves, and two, segments of our operations, such as commercial lending. As long as we have those things and we have their name, they have the vested interest. As Dean said, we received correspondence earlier this month from Mark Mills, noting that should we keep our name, we may need to revisit that issue anyway. I'd be happy to provide anyone a copy of that. I do real quickly want to touch on the October 4th meeting and be clear with everyone here. We are here tonight not because of the way the October 4th meeting took place. The October 4th meeting has been ratified by Jim Forney of the Iowa Credit Union Division unconditionally. We are here tonight because of the petition that we received, so we need to be clear on that point. I think I'm going to condense my notes here. I want to write things up. I understand that some of the folks here do not like the name. I also understand it would be hard for us to find any one single name that 50,000 people will come to like. I also understand it's hard for us to even go further and understand the trademark issues that come into play and the research that comes into play. There are a whole lot of issues that come into play here. And for me, from my perspective, to educate 50,000 people on all those issues doesn't seem like the smartest way to do things. You have elected a board of directors to be a representative of democracy, and that's what they're doing their every best effort to do so. For those people, we have closed 24 accounts to date as a result of the name change. 24 accounts out of 54,000, excuse me. And to those people, I would say shame on us, because you know what? If all we meant to somebody was a name, we failed, because we're not about a name. We're about wonderful people, wonderful race, wonderful service, and a group of employees that care more than anything else you'll see on this planet. So it's never been about the name, and for people, for us, if they felt it was about a name, then it's shame on us, we've missed our mark. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Please vote for Optima.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I don't see where a name change is going to change the philosophy that this organization has and commitment toward the community. I direct a small nonprofit. We benefit from the philanthropy of this wonderful group of people. And when you walk into that building, whatever building you walk into, they greet you as not as a customer, but as a friend. They know your name, and they appreciate that you're there just like you appreciate they're there. And I run Table to Table, and we've been able to help be supported by the University of Iowa Credit Union, and I don't anticipate that when they change to Optima that philosophy of helping the community is going to alter when banking. Thank you.
But the time is up. Thank you very much. The time has expired. Now, for the next 45 minutes or 40 minutes, there will be opportunities for individuals to speak with board members or staff or any other conversation that can occur here that will help inform you further. I want to thank you very much. I think I'll take the authority from those who are sitting at the table to thank those who are participating as members of the staff who have been here, and I'll take the opportunity for the folks who are part of the staff and the board to thank all the people have participated so well and received. Thank you and good luck.
Let me
give a hand to Steve Sauter.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you, Nick, because you said what I was going to say. Thank you, Steve, for an outstanding, exemplary job of moderating tonight. We deeply appreciate it.